Michael Heidemann is a star producer here at WGN Radio and the host of the Sound Sessions podcast at WGNRadio.com. And he is out at South by Southwest. Good morning, Michael. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Roger. Good morning, Jess. No, it's great to hear from y'all.
Don't good morning, Roger. He's on my list. He's out. Just good morning, Matt. Good morning,
good
Jess.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to all of you. I was listening in. I think that the show you were talking about was The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis.
Really? You were just naming any old show that you can remember is what you're doing. I know that for a fact. But I appreciate
that. Might be the case.
I've never seen an episode of Dobie Gillis. Was that starring Gilligan? It was, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, he was one of the characters in it.
Oh, okay.
He was the hippie.
Okay. All right. Hey, Michael.
Bob Denver.
You're down in Austin. How's that going?
Yes, I'm down in Austin, but it sounds like you guys are having more fun down in Chicago. I miss you guys a ton. Yeah, down here for South by Southwest. Believe it or not, this is my sixth year down here in Austin, Texas. I can't believe I'm getting older and older by the day, it feels like, man.
I hear you. So
yeah.
Explain to me, if you can, and I apologize because we didn't go over the interview beforehand, Michael. I just said, hey, Michael's at South by Southwest. Jess, let's check in with him. And you were gracious enough to come on this late at night. But how did South by Southwest start? Did it start more as like TED Talk type things? Or what is the, or was it a music at first and now it's expanded to a million different things? Give me the 1 minute history of South by Southwest, if you could.
Yeah, South by Southwest is kind of, it's a fascinating story because it was just, you know, two guys who wanted to start a music festival back in 1987, and they wanted to create something that could bring people together, and, you know, they could do speeches and keynotes and really highlight on the music scene that was happening in Austin, Texas at the moment. So they started this music festival. Two men, and I can't remember the names off the top of my head, started it off. They thought they were going to get about 200 people who were going to sign up, ended up growing to 700 people its first year. And now, today, from 1987 on, it's grown from the 700 people who signed up to over 30,000 people who sign up every single year to be at South by Southwest.
Wow.
It's an amazing experience. It now, not only does it cover music, but it covers interactive, that's like technology and what's going on, education, film, comedy, and honestly, so much more. It's quite the megatron of music festivals, you can say.
And is it all at the same time, or do they separate out like South by Southwest Tech and things like that? Is it all at once, or are these separate sections at separate times?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So it's separate times, because I think all of it would be just right now. I'm going through so much FOMO at the moment, and for those who are listening, you don't know what that means. It's fear of missing out.
Sure.
Because there's like 1,000 things on my schedule, but it starts off with the education portion of the festival, and I think that runs about a week or so. The interactive slides in around March. This year was March 8th, so around March 8th is when interactive starts, and that runs a week. And then comedy and film are right on the heels of that, and then music, comedy, and film run together for about 8 to 9 days, depending on the year.
So what's the total amount of time that there's South by Southwest of some shape or form in Austin each year?
If you really want to go the full route, and I mean, if you're really ready to hit Austin hard, maybe this is a Roger Badish thing. You could be here for about 2 weeks in Austin, going to music shows, going to comedy, film premieres, and the whole shabazz.
So wait, all these separate little parts of South by Southwest combined in total are only about 2 weeks altogether?
2 weeks, yes, two
okay.
weeks altogether.
And are you down there for the entire 2 weeks?
Oh my God, no. When I was a young lad back in 2013, I did, what did I do? I must have done 8 days, and I think the most I've ever done was 9 days. And I'm here for now, my sixth year, I think 5 days?
Okay.
So it keeps dwindling down, but it's a lot to handle. I mean, there is no better place in the entire world right now than to be in Austin, Texas, and just with the massive amount of people who are coming in. I mean, we had speakers that blew me away this year. Adam Bierman, who runs the MedMen Enterprises, gave a huge speech on cannabis. Julian Castro, possible
presidential
candidate. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I always have trouble with her names. Yes. Famous person who's in Congress at the moment. Yeah, Frank Oz. Elizabeth Moss, Brandi Carlile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The one and only.
So they were all giving speeches. And then the music festival, are they talking or are they just playing music?
They are playing music. So, but it's interesting because they have keynotes during the day. So it's a geek's paradise, I guess you could say. Because during the day, it's like classes and you can go to mentor sessions, keynote speeches by people like Howard Schultz, Shirley Manson from Garbage gave one yesterday. Lauren Mayberry from the band Churches gave one as well, a keynote speech. And then around like five, well, I guess like around noon, they start up music. So you can either see music at the convention center or you can see it all around the city. And that goes on. If you listen really closely, you can hear it go blasting out of my window right now. And it goes on to about 2:30 in the morning here in Austin.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this all sounds really cool. Now, I saw online you were doing a mentorship speech or something out there this year?
Yes, I was. So finally, the people at South by Southwest took notice of a little station called WGN and put us on the forefront of the mentor session. And the mentor session is different from the keynote speeches because it's when people come in and speak to you. They take time to do one-on-one conversations with you for about 15 minutes to learn more about the music industry. There were some people there who are from A&R, public relations, touring, who help people get their foot in the door, I guess, when you want to get into the music business. And yeah. And I was able to talk to them a little bit about radio this year.
That's excellent. So how many? So people would just come talk to you one-on-one, or do you give a little speech in front of a group?
So they come and speak to me one-on-one. So they sign, but here's the weird part. They need to sign up to speak to me, which I found very strange because I'm like, it's just little old me over here.
Sure.
But it was people from colleges and, you know, working professionals who were like, hey, I'm an indie music artist from Dallas, Texas. I saw that you were part of the radio station. You had a music show. What can I do to get my music on your show? Or what kind of advice can you give me to get into radio in my small town of Ohio? And I'm like, here's kind of the steps that I took, and here's what you can do. And then by the end of it, the last guy was like, oh, you're from Chicago? I want to be a comedian. What do you know about comedy? I'm like, dude, I think you're in the wrong place.
Oh, that's cool. So it sounds like a lot of fun. And are you recording interviews for future Sound Sessions podcasts while you're out there?
Oh, yes, sir. You can find them all on WGNRadio.com and the Sound Sessions Facebook page and the Sound Sessions WGN page all this upcoming week. I got to speak to, have you heard of the band Justice, Matt?
I have not.
Justice is this great EDM kind of inspired, but old school, pure hearted EDM musicians who create their own sounds and create their own drum beats, guitars, and they just put out this amazing new feature film it's a concert film, but with no audience, and they're like hovering in space, and it's called Iris, a space opera with the band Justice. So I spoke to those two guys. They're French music artists about their film. Just spoke to this band named Repeat today, who's a kind of like a punk rock Nashville sounding band, who has actually just announced that they're going on tour with the Black Keys and Modest Mouse. And so we talked about them growing up as young musicians and now getting to play shows at the United Center. Actually, they're playing in Chicago in April. So you can run the whole gamut of people that you're going to speak to here in Austin, and it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah, that's cool. Is there a particular highlight, somebody that you saw or met or is speaking there that you're most excited about?
You know, that's interesting. I've been thinking all week the best and the worst. First of all, I'll go to the easy route to the best musician that I saw perform. And there is this musician named Lizzo who you may or may not heard of. You've probably heard her songs on the radio or in TV commercials and such, but she blew me away. This amazing singer from Texas, nonetheless, who is going to be taking over the scene. In fact, I looked up her tour dates to see if she's coming to Chicago. Every single one of her tour dates is sold out.
Wow.
And she blew me away. As far as speeches go, I really wanted to see the speech with Howard Schultz because I know that he announced his presidential run too. Yeah. And he of course is the CEO, or he was the CEO of Starbucks and created that company. But the coolest thing that I think that I did outside of the great conferences, I saw another great conference with the need for more black women in media and music culture. And I was, the amount of knowledge that's found within these panels is incredible. Mm. But on top of all that and all the learning that you do during the day, I went to Willie Nelson's ranch in Lubbock, Texas for his Lubbock reunion show, and I got to see some of the greatest country music acts that I've seen all year. And you get to go actually to Willie Nelson's ranch. You're on his property, and he has this old Hollywood Western town built on his property that
really?
You get to see yeah, music acts go to. It's about 40 minutes outside of Austin, Texas, so it's kind of a haul. But that was probably my best experience so far, was going to see Willie.
And how many people went to that? Like, what kind of crowd was there at his ranch while you were there?
So have you ever been to, let's say, like Summerfest?
Sure.
Yeah, so think of Summerfest and now shrink it down to the size of a penny. It's probably about, I'm guessing, 1,000 people tops.
Wow.
In this tiny little town. And he performs at the end of the night, and opening up for him was Lucas Nelson, his son, who just wrote the soundtrack for A Star Is Born, a great music artist himself in his own right, and he opened up for him. And the cool part is you get to see these huge acts like play in this tiny chapel yeah. that he has on his property. You get to see Langhorne Slim and the Bad Sins perform underneath the tent. They just sold out the Troubadour, and here I'm watching them play like next to a cow. It was wild.
The texter from 608 Michael asks, the best movie you've seen while you were there. Have you taken in any movies?
Oh yes, the movie portion is amazing. Nick DiGilio would be enthralled with this place. The one that's getting all the hype, of course, is that new movie from his name is Jordan Peele.
Sure. So yeah, we're talking about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So the writer who did Us, I'm sorry, the writer who did Get Out.
Yeah.
Just put out Us, and that is supposed to be one of the most well thought out, scariest horror films of the year.
And
so
did you go see it, or it's just playing down there?
It's playing down there. If they premiered it down here, I wasn't able to see it because it actually premiered on the 10th, and I got here on the 12th. But I am going to go and check out the new, I know that this movie came out in the 80s, so I think we could have all seen it probably. Do you remember the movie Pet Sematary?
Sure.
Well, they're making a refurbished version of it, and it's premiering tomorrow night, so I'm going to the red carpet for that and checking out the film. Yeah, so hopefully that proves it to be really good, too. I know the first one scared the heck out of me. So,
hey, producer Jess wants to ask you a question before we let you go.
Yeah, what's up, Jess?
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
I just want to say that I think that you're amazing, and can you bring me back a Willie t-shirt?
Of course, I will. I'll bring you back a Willie t-shirt. How about a bandana and a pair of braids, too?
I'll wear it every day.
Hey, so what? I got to ask, though, before you guys let me go, what happened to the pizza? That was my favorite part of the show.
We quit pizza. We're trying to be healthy. Roger's yelling at us. We can't eat pizza anymore. It's really, it's caused all sorts of stresses here at the station, Michael. You're not missing it.
I'm following the through line night to night when you guys are on, and I'm waiting for the return of the pizza. Yeah. I mean,
maybe after Lent, I'm sure there'll be some pizza, but we're going to try to be good at least for the next month.
Okay, good. Matt, thank you so much for having me on your show again and letting me talk to you guys about it.
Thank you for staying up late for us. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of the trip. When do you head back to Chicago?
I'm headed back on the 17th, and again, you can find all of my stuff on WGNRadio.com. Sound sessions, and hopefully some other spots where I'll show you guys some videos and photos of Willie's ranch and all those interviews that I mentioned, too.
Awesome. We'll check it out. Thanks so much, Michael. Have a great trip, buddy. See you soon.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
You too. Michael Heidemann, producer here at WGN Radio, host of the Sound Sessions podcast. Find it at WGNRadio.com. We've got the news that matters from the stories that matter, actually, from with Roger Badish from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up in a few minutes here on 720 WGN.